Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. Well, most people are saying that's as good a weekend of football as you'll ever see. Let's bring in our good friend and a guy who's seen a lot of football in his life, see if he feels that way as well, our very own Ryan Clark. Ryan, have we ever seen a better weekend of football?
You know, I don't know if we've seen better weekends of football. We've seen better football played. I think when games come down to the end of the games, we find those games exciting.
Right?
And, you know, the Rams and Bucks was good at the end. Buffalo, Kansas City, good throughout. We saw two epic performances by elite talents in this league at the quarterback position. And then, you know, I mean, the San Francisco Green Bay game, like, could be good, but it wasn't great football played. You know, watching Ryan Tannehill throw three interceptions and Joe Burrow get sacked nine times, I don't know how great a football it was, but in the end, it was exhilarating. And so, I mean, I guess it all depends on what you're looking for. But I do believe that the last game of the weekend was the best I'd ever seen two quarterbacks play in the same 60 minutes or 60-plus minutes of football.
So, Ryan, how do you think the decision or just the execution of kicking the ball in the end zone took place?
Well, you know, Sean McDermott said he took full responsibility for it. And so when somebody says something like that, it makes me feel like he doesn't take full responsibility for it. And so I don't know why you make that decision. I think you make that decision, if you do, because it's 13 seconds. And it is human nature to relax when there's 13 seconds to go on the clock and you feel like you've done all you need to win. And, you know, maybe there was a decision that, you know what, we don't want them to run it back. And if there's 13 seconds on the 75-yard line, we can keep them from getting within field goal range to send this game into overtime. And, you know, Travis Kelce has said himself, he improvised the play that led to the field goal. I thought the first play was a great call to Tyreek Hill, the fastest man in football, with blockers in front of him to get yardage. But you can see kind of the relaxed nature in which they pursued the football as well as the Buffalo Bills. And so I think to not squib it was a mistake, but you also run the risk of it hitting somebody on the front line and Patrick Mahomes getting the football at the 50. And so I think all kind of things can go into that. I think they decided to kick it into the end zone. I would have chosen differently, but listen, bro, they had to get, you know, 50 yards or whatever it was, 45 yards in 13 seconds, and you let them. So that's your fault.
Is there any risk, Ryan, that Aaron Rodgers' legacy is going to be, man, all-time great talent, loser in big spots?
Aaron Rodgers' legacy is going to be a discussion about who is the best regular season quarterback out of him and Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. There's your conversation.
And both of them
Aaron
had that
Rodgers
same stain,
can't
though.
Being the greatest of all time.
Even Peyton had that stain,
Aaron Rodgers,
right?
Can't be the greatest of all time. Yeah. You know, Aaron Rodgers is he's the best I've ever seen throw a football. Just going to be honest. He can do things with the football from an accuracy, precision, velocity standpoint when you combine all those things that I've never seen anyone do. And he's done those things for a very long time. But when Patrick Mahomes, here, I'll make it simple. Patrick Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers if Aaron Rodgers actually elevated his game when he came to playoffs. Whereas both of those guys are great regular season quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes seems to play better in the playoffs than he plays all year. Patrick Mahomes seems to will his team to be in football games or win football games that they shouldn't. We have never seen Aaron Rodgers do that.
Why is that? Is he in his own head? Is, you know, the more failures you have, the more it's in your head and you put pressure on yourself?
You know, I don't know. I've never been one of the best quarterbacks to play the game. So, you know, playing safety was pretty easy. I just did my job and allowed everybody else around me to do their job. Nobody can answer whether or not Aaron Rodgers is in his head other than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
The bottom line is his play doesn't elevate. The bottom line is that he needs or seems to need perfect circumstances around him, perfect circumstances as far as game situations to win in the playoffs. And I think that's unfortunate when you look at a guy who's won 13 games, the last three regular seasons, who we were in the offseason blaming the Green Bay Packers for him only having one championship. And just yesterday, man, I was sitting and watching Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen play, and I thought to myself, holy crap, Aaron Rodgers only and the Packers only scored 10 points. Think about the way we killed Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, the Dallas Cowboys for scoring 17 the week before. They scored 10 points, bro. Whether you block field goals or block punts or not,
yep,
it's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. He will get every Hall of Fame vote when it's time for him to get those votes. He's going to win the MVP this year, and his team scored 10 points.
And you have to put that on
Aaron Rodgers and not everybody else.
And the seven they scored were in the first 3 minutes of the game, and there was nothing after that.
They were. Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that we've been talking about, Ryan, is, you know, people are saying the unfairness of the overtime rule. And, you know, once Mahomes gets the touchdown, then the Bills should get a turn. And my rebuttal to that, Ryan, I don't know if there's a perfect answer, is that, well, then the next team that has the ball, like if the Bills have the ball, then they're working on a four-down operation, not three downs. So that's not fair either. So is there a fair way?
You know, I think you'd have to look at college, right? College, it seems, has figured out the way to let everybody get the same amount of chances to have the football. I can't necessarily say that college is the greatest form of player protection or player safety, right? Because you think about last night, when the hell was anybody ever going to stop anybody?
Right.
They'll still be playing that game right now if you were allowed to have certain possessions from the 25 and then be able to go for two-point conversions at the two-point conversions. And so I just don't think that there's a perfect world. It does suck that if you don't win the toss many times, and especially in these playoff situations when the quarterbacks are so good, if you don't win the toss many times, you don't get the football. But here's a novel idea, guys. When there's 13 seconds and they're on their 25-yard line, maybe don't let them get in the field goal range. Or holy crap, you mean we could hold them to a field goal and actually get the ball? Now, that would be a novel idea. They were the number one defense in the entire NFL, bro, and could not get a stop. That's on them.
Yeah, because I look at the fairness of overtime, Ryan, right? Well, you have 60 minutes to prove you're better than the other team. And you had them on the ropes with 13 seconds left to play. Also, by the way, the Bills had to punt 14 times. Now, I don't think you have to go out there and get a touchdown in every possession like the Bills did against the Patriots. But stop with fairness. You had 60 minutes to prove you were better, and you didn't. And it came down to a coin toss because of you.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, like that's the crazy part about it. And I'm one of those people that if a rule is in place kind of before I get there, I don't really question it. Like, is it necessarily the smartest rule? No. And let's say there was a different rule for overtime before I became an NFL player, and then they wanted to change it to this. Then maybe I'll say this is unfair. If it goes from everybody getting the ball to now we're in sudden death, I'd be like, well, that makes no sense, guys. Like, it was fine the way it was. But this is the way we came in. This is what we know. This is the risk you run when you don't make the plays within the 60 minutes that everybody is given to win football games. And neither one of these teams did. It was left up to a coin toss. And in that coin toss, there's trouble because you let Patrick Mahomes get the ball first.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Clark is our guest here on the Michael Kay Show. I don't believe Tom Brady is done playing. What's your feeling?
I don't believe he is, but I also believe it's a more complex decision than just your will to play or your want to play. Obviously, as a family that's getting older, I believe the building in Tampa Bay isn't the building it was last year. I believe the closeness of the team is it the same? You're hearing things out of there that it could kind of be a mess. And I don't think that Tom Brady wants to be in one of those non-harmonious type situations at age 45. Like, you ain't got time for the bull crap. Your tolerance for things becomes much, much shorter when you get older. And that's where Tom Brady is. But it also depends on how he looks at the loss, right? Is this loss because I had no Chris Godwin? Is this loss because we were banged up in the secondary defensively throughout the year? Is this loss because we didn't get a pass rush? Can we field a team that will be competitive? And when you have Tom Brady, you normally are competitive. And does he want – see, I try to explain this to people. I was never paid for a game in my life, ever. I was never paid for the 3 hours on Sunday, Monday, eventually Thursday that I played. You had to play me. You had to pay me to practice.
Right.
You had to pay me for the Monday through the Saturday. And so is Tom Brady willing to put the work in, the TB12 type work that it takes to get to Sunday every week? People don't retire because they're tired of the game. They retire because they're tired of all the work that goes into getting to the game.
Why does Shanahan own McVay?
You know, I don't know, man. Maybe because he's taller, slimmer, makes him, you know, more lean and agile as he's play calling. Also, too, I think it's just a bad matchup. You know, I think the way the 49ers have been built since Kyle Shanahan has been the head coach and, you know, playing Sean McVay is just a tough matchup with the physicality in which you run the ball, the way in which they rush the passer. And what we're learning is, hell, they're a bad matchup for everybody. There's a bad matchup for Dallas. They were a bad matchup for Green Bay. And they've obviously been a tough matchup for the Los Angeles Rams and Sean McVay. The cool part is this, though. They could have lost the last six, which they have. And if they win this weekend, guess what we're not going to remember? The last six they lost. And that's what Sean McVay has to tell his team. It's not about the past. It's not about the history of this rivalry. It's about the present and what we do with that given opportunity.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Early picks.
I'm going to go Rams Chiefs. I picked the Rams and the Chiefs Sunday and I was correct. I also had the Bengals on Saturday. I was right. I did not have the 49ers. They've made me look like fools 2 weeks in a row. And you would think I would say, you know what? Since they've made me look stupid these 2 weeks, I'm going to go with them, but I'm not because maybe I'm just not that smart. And
wow.
The Rams and the Chiefs have my heart right now because they let me go 2-0 against Jeff Saturday because Jeff picked the other teams.
And would you like the Chiefs in that game?
In the championship? In the Super Bowl? Yes.
Yeah.
Should
that happen?
Well, I don't know. I'm early right now. Hold on. Yeah, the Chiefs can't cover them. I don't know, man. It might just be like the game they played a few years back on Monday night when it was like 54-45 or 50 or something stupid
that. That'd be
I'll take it. I'll take it. For the Super Bowl, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Ryan, great stuff as always. I mean, you must be exhausted.
San Francisco, Green Bay.
Yes, it would not be San
no,
Francisco,
good, man. I'm about to go back on TV now.
All right, be good. Stay strong.
Thanks, you say what?
Stay strong.
All right, guys.
All right. He was on the air right after the game. With Saturday. Then he was on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. He's been on all day today.
Yeah, he's they're getting their RC time right now.
It's always good.
Orlovsky was screaming like a lunatic earlier, wearing a Tom Cruise Top Gun jacket, screaming about Matt Stafford.
I love it. How could you not get? And you know, and he did bring up a good point. They were great finishes and entertaining games. Some of them weren't great games. Tennessee game wasn't a great game. The Rams tried to give it away. It was sloppy. But there were moments that you'll remember forever. You know, they're down 27-3, which is one point off 28-3. And they came back.
The Packers game was super competitive and interesting, but it wasn't good football.
Right. The best game was the final one. But you tell me, I'm going to give you four games. Three of them are going to be sloppy, but all of them are going to end with zeros on the clock. I'll take it. I'll take it.
You just want to see the game be in doubt. You know, and listen, a former player is always going to look at the execution. All right, that wasn't – because how many years I did games with Greg, and he would talk about how sloppy that was. And all right, you're looking at it like an artist, but you know, we're just looking to be entertained. And if we're sitting there investing all this time and it's going to go down to the wire where I can't turn it off because the game's tied or it's coming down to the last moment, that's how we're going to judge it.
Let's take a brief timeout. Something struck me as watching the Packer game, and I just shook my head and smiled. We'll talk about it. Kayla Greco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.